This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 25. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. It says there, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. End of quote. We have many choices in life, don't we? However, it all boils down to two important ones. Either we please God or we please men around us. All our decisions can be funneled through this fundamental choice. Am I placing God or am I placing people in my choice? We have many demands in life. People have expectations on us. And many things are at war demanding our attention and time. However, the first thing should be first. We should not allow the second thing to become the first thing in our life. Jesus said, He will give them all the rest that you need if you give Him first place in your life. In short, our today's insight says, life has many choices. You see, I am allowed to do anything, but remember, not everything is good for you. Galatians 5:13 says this, For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. End of quote. You have freedom in Jesus Christ. Jesus delivered from the slavery of the devil and granted us full freedom. You see, you are allowed to do anything. However, remember, not everything is beneficial to you. Not everything is good for you. You can use your freedom to choose what you like as you mature in this life. However, although these are permissible, not everything would be helpful to you. Not everything would help you to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. Therefore, be cautious to be careful about what you choose. Apart from pleasing people and improper exercise of our liberty in the Lord, there are other things distract one from doing God's will. One big thing is our past. Some sad and painful thing happened in the past can divert our focus from God's plan. If you want to do God's will, you have to let the past go, period. If you keep on looking back, you cannot advance in God's beautiful and divine plan. He cannot make you stuck in your past. Understand, we still live in this sin-bound world. We have not arrived in heaven as of yet. People will hurt you again in the future. What are you going to do about it? Sit down and weep over it for the rest of your life? Give the matter to the Lord and move on with God's plan for your life. He can deal with it better than you ever deal with it. Cast your burden upon the Lord because He cares for you. The devil likes you brooding over your past so that he can stop your progress in the Lord. However, cast it on the Lord, dust it off, and move forward, leaning and trusting in the good Lord. Jesus said, Anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9:62. What does this mean? This means if anyone who gets distracted from the work God had planned for him, then he cannot fulfill God's plan in his life. In short, we cannot give priority to many things at the same time and hope we can achieve God's plan for our lives. It is simply impossible. However, remember to keep this in your mind. Keep your focus on God's plan and purpose for your life. One thing over all others must be God's plan and purpose for your life. Beloved God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to do your will and work that what you planned for me. I surrender me to become the channel of your blessings to others. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Show me what you want me to do while I live in this world before I come to you. Give me a single heart desire, a single priority to do your plan for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.